Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby didn't Leroy. Ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin. Hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof. I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him. I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goosey get large. So many more. 10 in the morning. Never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning. 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch on YouTube review him for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Tuesday here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What they do?
What?
Or if Dan Day was back there, where you at?
I'm right here.
No, that's not what that means.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're in the room.
Where you at means is how you doing.
Oh.
How you doing.
That's what that means, huh?
Yeah.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
How were your adventures this week?
They were great.
Where did you go? Will you reveal or is it top secret?
It's top secret.
Really?
I don't like this. She never wants to let us know. I mean, the damage is done. You already did it.
That's true. I normally do talk about it once I am back. I went to St. Augustine.
Oh, okay. Did you go to Capybara Cafe?
Absolutely not.
Why not, dude?
Because.
It just sounds like
so much fun.
I never even ran into it.
So you feed the rodents.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
So, first of all, let's be clear. My man here drives a car with 700,000 miles on it, and it might not be.
We don't use that car for the road trip.
Wait, might not be that exaggerated.
Yeah.
It's a lot of miles.
But that's not the car for the road trip.
Hold on. Instead of investing in a new car,
yep.
You spend $200 to go feed rodents.
Tariffs, dude. You know how expensive cars are? Might as well bring me a little bit of happiness.
Dude, it's a big rat.
Oh, no. But it's like the world's cutest animal, you know?
Okay.
Really, really adorable. Hello, Brittany. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
How are you feeling after a lovely Canes victory over Florida this weekend?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Did you go to the game?
I sure did.
And you have your voice, which is good.
I do.
So did you consciously taper it back a little bit, or did you cheer just as much as you did in the Notre Dame game?
Or no, she has an extra day.
True.
No, I tapered it back. I I reeled it in. I made sure that the people around me knew not to let me yell, and I didn't. And I didn't lose my voice at all. So all, right. all is well.
I mean, you still could listen.
A little squeaky.
You still kind of sound like you put your voice on stress.
No, I'm going to show you a trick that I got taught.
Don't talk to nobody. That's what you got taught.
Well, besides that.
She doesn't. Wait.
Hi, Leroy.
You go to a public place, it's like... Is she friendly?
No.
Don't look at her.
Don't look at her. She doesn't talk. She doesn't talk. That's not it.
I'm sorry.
All right. So what were you nervous at all during the game, or did you feel like it was a hand? Like, did you get nervous after the pick at all, or how did you feel that went?
Of course, I got nervous. I think that's also what helped me save my voice. Like, I was just so angry. I was just sitting there like this.
But my whole thing was that you. I told you, if Florida was going to win, something was going to happen, the game was going to be close, and they were going to get some great play at the end. Mm-hmm. That's how they, that's the same thing USF did. Both teams played horribly that they played. They just happened to be ranked. But with Florida, I mean, the score wasn't there, and they're pretty good defensively, but you dominated them. They had like 40 yards at halftime.
I know. Well, listen. So, dude, I've seen this team blow a game because they didn't take a knee. Yep. Like, you gotta.
Yeah, like you gotta check them off. See, here's the thing.
You gotta check them off.
Here's the thing.
One at a time.
Here's what I would tell South Florida fans. Right. Enjoy when your team is good, and stop holding them accountable for stuff that happened when a lot of them weren't here, and just enjoy it.
I understand, okay. But it's in the moment.
I understand. I get all that, but to sit here and, oh man, because I remember last year when Beck don't know that.
He doesn't know that.
Right.
But he's got his own scars to get over.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was very reminiscent of Georgia Carson Beck, and I didn't appreciate it.
You're like, you're supposed to be perfect now.
Exactly.
$4 million.
I mean, wait a minute. The guy went like 2 weeks.
I think you went like
90% of his passes.
I think you went like 250 throws without a pick.
He was still 55% after the game. But it just wasn't good enough. Okay.
So I just think the one thing I took out of that game was they won the game that was played. It was a rock fight, right? You're going to have games like that. But within that rock fight, you could look at the Canes and say, hey, there may not be a lot of scoring, but we are dominating this game. They were offensive and defensive line, they were dominating the game. So, like, I kind of said, yeah, crazy things have happened. Yes. I said, but they ain't losing this game. Like, they're just too dominant up front, and one or two plays might get through, and they had a good drive, and they scored a touchdown.
I thought they were a good test, too. Like, the defense having to come up with key stops to get them the ball back, like, you're going to need that.
Against the athlete at quarterback. Now, they won't throw it, but.
Oh, man, he's.
I mean, how old is he, 19?
I don't know.
For the life of me, I can't imagine, like, sometimes it takes a minute. Right? Like, we were all 19. Like, just being 19 don't change,
That was very mature.
But I'm just saying. Like, I think I asked somebody, you have an 18-year-old, yes. What if I came and yelled at your kid the way you're yelling on that football field? He said, I kick your tail. I'm like, exactly.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Doral Volkswagen's priced like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Monday Night Football last night, the Detroit Lions beat the Baltimore Ravens in a very entertaining game. 38-30. Another big key fumble by King Henry late in that one. That's now two that he's had this season that have really cost the Baltimore Ravens.
I ain't gonna lie, I sympathize with him. Like, that's the worst feeling in the world. You don't know how to respond. A lot of people, you want to see that reaction on the sideline. It makes you look like you care, but like you don't want to fumble.
You don't want to fumble. Yeah.
Yeah, and I say and it's also the guy that without him you don't get to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
that being said, that Detroit offense is a train. Now Baltimore's defense may also stink.
They may also stink. Can I just tell you? I've never seen a defense on that team that bad. They are horrible.
It's very strange now, for a Baltimore team.
I will say this, that in all the games that they play and will play, they're never going to come across an offensive line like that. And that played a role in it, exposing where their weaknesses were. But holy smokes, like, you had time for flea flickers and tosses and all this kind of stuff, and your defense just running around. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's crazy. But those they got those running backs. I mean, they got Amon-Ra St. Brown. Jared Goff was doing his thing last night. Woof!
Yeah,
train there yesterday, man. They were good.
Laporta was like. I mean,
oh yeah, they tried that 67-yarder at the end. I always like that when you have nothing to lose. Like, how about we go for an NFL record at the end of the half? They're just like, yeah, let's.
Well, who's the kid that kicked Jacksonville in the preseason?
In the preseason, yeah,
70 yards
doesn't count though.
I know
doesn't count,
but we know
he's got a boot.
We know
he's got a boot. We got the Marlins back in action tonight as they start their push for the playoffs.
We got a little time. Listen. We got no serious football until the baseball season's over. So I'm gonna give them my fullest of attentions.
They get going at 6:45 tonight against the Philadelphia Phillies. Mike McDaniel, he revealed that Darren Waller will make his Dolphins debut on Monday Night Football.
Who cares?
Like, way to dismiss that, Leroy.
What do you want me to say? What do you want? So now we
I
can
want
have
you to be excited.
Darren Waller run a bubble screen outside that goes for -3 yards.
I mean, I can't dispute what he's
no.
He's saying.
Like, what are
I
we
can't
doing?
Dispute what he's saying.
What are we doing? The best two play. Wait, the best players on the team are Ollie Gordon and Devon Achane, right? Yet we're throwing bubble screens to little ants and blocking with other ants. Like, no, let's go.
Oh, who cares?
Right. That's it. Like, Darren Waller, come on. Really? Really?
Slow roll him, though. You know, limited snap count. You can't just go
full. Snap count? We ain't got time for that. Snap count? Snap count was week one when you ain't getting no snaps. Remember the first game, you had the ball 2.5 minutes in the first quarter. So you could have had him active. He wasn't going to play. You could say, yeah, we had him active. We didn't get no run. Right?
Yep.
This is week three. So technically.
Week four.
Week four. So technically, dude hadn't played football in 2 years.
Yep.
What are we waiting for?
I don't know.
Let's go. I'm telling you. Darren Waller. I'm going to tell you.
What are you going to tell him?
Loved you when you were with, you know, the Raiders. Like, you know, what you bring to the table.
Look at the camera. Look at the
sound
camera.
Like it.
When you're gonna talk to him? Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna be as clear as I can possibly be, right? You don't need no damn shot clock. You don't need a play snap. You don't need. You don't need to be eased in. You've been easing your ass into football for the last year and a half. It's time to go. Time to go.
Time to what?
Go.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time to go.
I think it is time
to break.
Go.
I mean, come on. What are we doing? What are we doing? How would, like, what are we weaning them off of something? Let's go!
We'll take a break. More to come here on this show. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm going down to the Jake Paul press conference today.
Of course you are.
Jake Paul versus Gervonta Davis.
Of course you are.
It's the hottest thing in boxing.
Try not to, you know,
start trouble. I'm not doing anything. You guys, because every time I go around press conferences, you guys think I'm a pot stirrer, and I'm not a pot stirrer.
I think you thrive on doing that.
No, that's not true.
Hey, I'm telling you, I have never seen a grown man get more excited. He said, I'm getting ready to go to the weigh-in. You want to come? No.
I don't sound like that.
You're so excited.
I don't
excited.
Sound like that.
You're like skipping or whatever. And then like,
I like,
know,
the fight game. I like the.
So then he goes to the press conference. He gets all excited. We go eat, have drinks. He's happy. It was a complete day. A complete day for Toby. Except for the day he took me to the aquarium. And first of all, they wanted us to cuddle and take pictures, which that was a no, right?
They thought we were together.
Right, right.
Very
and
cute.
So then we're walking through. There's fish all over the place, sharks,
Mandalay
all kinds of stuff. Mandalay Bay.
We didn't get to see the piranhas.
And that's when he goes, damn. I said, what? Missed the piranha feeding. Just missed it. I'm like, really?
I think it's going to be a fun event.
I'm sure it will.
I think it's going to be a fun event. I'm kind of intrigued about this one. Like,
so here's
normally
the
Jake Paul fights, I'm like, which I've watched way too many of them, but sometimes he picks like matchups. I'm like, that one doesn't interest me very much. You know, like the Mike Tyson thing, I'm going to tune in to see Mike Tyson, but I knew how that was going to go. I was like, Mike Tyson's old. He's not going to hit him. Like he's going to have a round in him. And I kind of feel like this one, my thought of it is going to be, I don't think Jake Paul is going to be able to touch Gervonta Davis, and I don't think Gervonta Davis is going to really be able to hurt Jake Paul because he's not big enough. But I think he can, like, you know, mark his face up.
Here's the problem, okay? Here's the problem. And I have a problem with all of these fights. You don't know what the negotiation is. You don't know what, right? Because they act like they have pissed each other off enough to get you interested in the fight and
right.
Somebody's going to get hurt. Then when the fight starts, you go, okay, dude. Because he could have put Tyson to sleep.
Oh, yeah. He definitely could have. He could have hurt Mike Tyson. I actually thought Jake Paul, you know, was kind of decent in that one.
And he didn't. So how's this going to work with Gervonta? You see what I'm saying?
How is it going to be?
Are they going to fight?
I don't know.
Or are they going to do the same?
Well, I mean, Gervonta is not an old man. Like, I do think that Jake Paul showed in the Mike Tyson fight that he's got a bit of a soul. Like, I think that he's...
I never thought he was a bad dude.
No, and he's done a lot of great stuff.
He's done a lot of good things for the fight.
Yeah, there's a women's co-main event on this one, too.
Right.
So, like...
He gets people paid.
He definitely gets people paid.
Right, so...
I honestly think that, ironically, in this one, I think more of boxing fans are mad at Gervonta for taking this fight than they are Jake Paul. Like, Jake Paul doing a high-profile fight, obvious. Okay, yeah, he's going to get ripped because he's 100 pounds bigger than him. But Gervonta is in the prime of his career. He's just coming off of a draw to Lamont Roach, and they're like, hey, man, like, you can fight Lamont, you can fight Shakur Stevenson, you could fight all these guys. And he goes, or I could just make a gazillion dollars. And I think that what pisses people off about Gervonta is he's just shameless about it. He goes, yeah, but I'm doing it for me. I don't care about that stuff. I've been boxing since I'm 7. I get offered whatever he's making. I don't know what the payday is. I think that makes a lot of boxing fans upset. It doesn't really upset.
Don't be mad at the fighter. And here's why I'll tell you that. Because fighters want to fight. Fighters want to make money. It's all the other people who don't get into that ring that cause the issues when it comes to fighters getting paid and what fights they're going to have.
Right.
And so we take it out on the boxers for being honest about something like this when, in actuality, it's all the people who don't get in the ring that is why we have a problem with boxing.
Yep.
And so... That is the problem because nobody wants to mess with their O. So that means that you want to get 2 more paydays before you fight. Before you risk something.
Which is why it's, you know, like that's why that's why Bud doing what he did. It's like, hey, he had a goal and he wanted to do it. And you're just like, man, that's impressive. Like he's.
Right.
He's laying it out there and people have that respect, you know, but it took him a while at Gervonta's age right now, I mean, man, people barely paid attention to Terrence Crawford. Like, the hardcores knew how good he was.
Right.
But he still didn't have, like, the fights that were really giving him the credit. And I think, like, you look at a guy like Davis, he's always just kind of done things by his different beat. Like, he doesn't really care about belts. He's never really been, like, the champion. But he's...
The best fighter.
He's right. The biggest draw. Like, he right. sells out the most buildings. And that's all he cares about.
And Tyson pointed that out.
Yep.
It's not about the fights. It's about clicks. It's about, you know, and so listen, it's hard for me to have a problem with how somebody decides to earn their money at their profession.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem that I think people should step away from. Like, don't tell that man that he shouldn't fight for $20 million if he fights a bag of donuts, right? Why shouldn't you go take $5 million and fight for the title instead of going and get $15 million fighting a polar bear? Like, and Gervonta says, I'm going to get the $15
million. Yeah.
I'm not mad at him. That's his profession.
I think it's because, you know what it is like, it feels now because Jake Paul has been in the boxing landscape, people are mad because I know JFK hates his guts. That he's yep. not as embarrassing at this as people thought he was going to be.
But the thing
and the only thing that's going to make people happy is if he gets flatlined and turned into a meme like he did to Nate Robinson when he really like burst onto the landscape of like, oh my God, he just turned a professional athlete into a meme. Like when that happened, we all thought that's silly. Like Nate Robinson, of course he could beat Jake Paul. And now it seems stupid. Right. But people aren't going to be happy until Jake Paul bites off more than he can chew and he gets flatlined. And I don't know if a 150-pound man can do that to him, even if he's pound for pound one of the most devastating punchers in the sport.
Right.
But it's not going to leave anybody sad. Like, this is not going to leave – if Jake wins, he's not going to get any credit. Like, if he wins or if he actually wins, it's like, oh, you beat a little guy. If Gervonta Davis boxes his socks up, who cares, dude? You've been boxing your whole life. Right. The only thing that's going to leave anybody satisfied that's not a diehard Jake Paul fan is if Jake Paul gets knocked into the bleachers, and I just don't know if that's physically possible. I'm sure that Gervonta Davis just, on a whim, has probably sparred bigger guys than himself, right. But I don't know you know, what is the limit on that? Because even him yesterday, they were saying that it's 195. And Javonte's like, you guys said it was 190. Like, you know, so already it feels like there's right. tactics being put forth in this whole thing.
I would also say this. Like, it's one of those situations where outside of the ring, everybody has a problem with Jake Paul. But inside the ring and all these fight, the UFC, the MMA, the boxing, the whatever, they all love him because he has gone out of his way to say, look, you fight on this card, I'm going to get you paid, right? And so all these guys have done it, and people have gotten mad about it, but the people who are in the fight game love the fact that he's giving them the money. He's not doing the promotions thing, right? He's getting his money, but he's giving them a majority of the money or a lot of the money. He's also big on every card he'll have some type of female fight.
Yep.
So, like, yeah, whether you like Jake Paul or not, I want to see him get knocked out too, right? But I appreciate the game. I appreciate him looking out for other people and being very respectful about all of the stuff that he's doing, right? He's not making it a clown show, but it's a spectacle.
Yeah, and I don't understand, like, I love, you know, fighting is one of my favorite sports that there is. I don't understand people who are like, this is bad for the sport, this is what it is.
No,
like,
it's not.
I nothing about this fight taking place on November, I think, 14th, nothing about this fight is going to make me not watch the next big real boxing match, right? For that's of consequence.
Exactly.
Like, it's not going to affect me one way or the other. But boxing always has this thing where people like to peek their head in from the mainstream, and that's what it is. And they feel like they're clutching their pearls. Heavens to Betsy, I can't believe
it. I just want it to be real. And that's the part.
I don't know.
In these fights, that's the part that I have a problem with, is that I don't know if it's real. Like, what part of it is?
I don't know. They're wearing
WWE.
Yeah.
And what part of it is actual boxing?
Yeah, they're wearing tweener gloves. They're wearing 12-ounce gloves. So
no, but you don't know if they're going to really box.
I don't know. Yeah, box. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. They said that they're going to score it, but, like, it doesn't count towards the record.
No, but my question is if either one of them have the other guy on the ropes,
are they allowed to put him away?
Are you going
to
put him away or do what Tyson and –
I would like to, you know what, I can ask some people who are in the commission. Shmeethan is right, I'm such a dork.
Wait.
What?
You know the Florida Boxing Commission?
I know people.
Oh my God.
I'm a broadcaster. Dude. I've hobnobbed with the commission. Don't look at me like that. That's not fair. What do you mean, of course I have? I've broadcast professional fighting.
Wait, I will call somebody from the commission is like, you just put your junk on the table. Just
minus one.
You just
for show pony.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
You just put. You just put your cantaloupes on the table.
If you,
hey,
that was the same thing. When you see how someone's number.
When you,
here you go. I'm calling.
No, when you have insight on things, you can like reach out to Bernie Kosar on the Canes. Like, I don't do that to you. Like, yeah, respect. I know some people. I know people. You know what? I'm not reaching out to the commission now.
It's too late.
Reach out.
It's too late. You've already said you're reaching out. Now, if you don't reach out, you're going to look like a fraud.
I just wanted to know whether or not, like, I was going to ask you, like, I was like, hey, are they allowed to really, you know, get after this thing? So we'll see. Like, you know, like you said, like, you know, if.
I don't like choreographed fights. That's why I'm not a fan of WWE.
Platinum Sword says Tobin knows people that knows people.
Who know people?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, like the, for people to, like, wrestling is my life. I'm like, it's a show. It's not real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to see that, you know, in the real sport.
Yeah. Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. You know what?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It made me sad this past weekend and how far we've fallen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they quit making the McRib.
No, like the McRib. You make that joke. I don't like the McRib. Can you make another fat joke?
Nobody likes the McRib except Hawk.
And JFig in the tub.
Nope.
Yeah, which is like...
I didn't like it.
But
I don't know what was the worst part of that. You holding the McRib... Or the fact that your mom took the picture.
Good mom.
Look, she's used to artsy my antics. Family. She's used to artsy family.
Artsy family. It's an artsy family.
We love photos.
We love art.
Wait, I can just picture your dad in the background just staring at the situation.
Mm.
No, I don't think he was there for that. I tried making my mom laugh because, you know, it was during those times. And she was just like, she didn't question it. She was just over
she
me.
She was numb.
Perfect.
She was like, let's go.
I'm like, okay, cool.
No, I'll tell you what bothered me.
What bothered
you? You know, I tuned into CBS, NFL on CBS, and Paramount Plus, which, by the way, Sports Talk on WQM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long and visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. What I got, what made me sad was this Justin Herbert, right? Has this real piss whistle throw where he's shaking off defenders.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what pissed me off because whatever. Kevin Harlan was on the call. And I miss Kevin Harlan calls. I miss it. I miss it so much. We were Kevin Harlan's guys, and it feels like we've been dropped, you know?
Kevin, listen, he don't do the bum-ass games.
No, he doesn't do the bum-ass games.
So if your team is 0-3,
we're not going to get him this year.
They're going to move.
We're not. I mean, like, do you see a scenario where we're going to be the number two game in CBS? I don't know.
3 weeks. You already rats off a ship?
I'm not rats off a ship, but let's be real about it. We're going to have to work our way.
Wait.
You got to earn.
Debatable rats.
You got to earn Kevin Harlan.
Hold on. Am I the only one that's shocked that this man just looked me in my eyes and said, let's keep it real?
Yeah, let's keep it real.
You played, that's a win, that's a loss.
Right.
That's not keeping it real.
It absolutely is. It's the key.
And you're already, you play, you named every game.
Mm-hmm.
We're in week four, and all that's out the window?
All right, well, let's play that's a Harlan, that's not a Harlan.
No. I kind of want to say that's a point.
Thank you.
So, So
we're looking at it right now.
So question. In order to play That's Harlan, That's Not Harlan, don't, in the subcategories, are we playing That's a Win, That's a Loss? Because if you know you're only going to get Kevin Harlan in certain situations, then you got to get to those certain situations.
Okay, so.
So we're playing That's a Win, That's a Loss.
It's not that, no, it's not that That's a Win, That's a Loss. Okay, because next week is ESPN, so That's Not a Harlan. We're getting Aikman. Oh, I don't even know if we're getting Aikman. Aikman and Buck.
It's two games.
It's two games,
right? No, they ain't going to have those guys up at late at night.
That's right. The old don't like to be up late.
Yeah.
Do either
we
of them?
We got a long Monday,
either
dude.
Either of them. Oh, man.
We got a long Monday.
Who else is playing on Monday? Do you know what the other game is?
It's going to be a West Coast game.
I'll look. I'll see who it is.
Raiders?
Week four. It is. Oh. Cincinnati versus Denver.
Nope.
Joe Buck's going to want to go to Miami.
Huh?
Joe Buck and Aikman are going to want to go to Miami. They're not going to go for Jake Browning. If it was, if
Jake Browning and
well, I don't know because it's the ABC game. So do they do the ABC game or do they do the ESPN game?
Know. Cincinnati sucks, dude. They sucked with Joe Burrow.
They were flawed with Joe Burrow.
I mean, like, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, if I switched Tua and Joe Burrow, we would call Tua a looter and a riot.
I agree.
Because they ain't winning no games, but he's putting up numbers.
He gets a little bit more benefit of the doubt because he's won playoff games. Tua has not.
Okay, he's won playoff games. Okay. He's been hurt more than Tua.
They've been hurt about as equally. I think by this year, if Tua can stay healthy, then I think he will catch Tua and missed games.
Dude, he missed. This will be the second time he missed almost the whole season.
Yeah, like I said, he's probably going to pass him this year. I don't think that he did. I think they were close, but I think he passes him this year, probably in the middle of the season. D-Sizzle says, no, Tobin. I don't appreciate that.
Yikes.
Excuse me. You were all in on this team, you flip-flopper. Okay, that's ridiculous. All in? I was all in on this team? I tried to be a little optimistic.
Oh,
a
no.
Little.
Wow. A little. Baby.
Minus one.
Why? Minus one?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I need to know the reasoning behind a minus one before I give it.
Oh,
he gave it to himself. That's his. He knows.
Brittany, I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but before the season, he plays That's a Win, That's a Loss. In the summer, before camp, then we update it and put another title on it and play it again, right? And he's like, Oh, we're going to start off season 3-1. We're going to do this. After week three, now he's rides off a ship.
I thought the defense would be better.
And all everybody's saying is, dude, what did you say? What did you say their record was going to be?
What did I say their record was going to be?
12. Didn't you say 12-5 or 11-6?
I think best case scenario.
No, you didn't say.
I think I said best case scenario.
I have the list somewhere
here. I think I said best case scenario.
No, you didn't.
I think so.
Wait,
-1.
Did you hear that?
He's heard enough.
Yes.
He's heard enough.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, to be fair, I think most people were optimistic. I was optimistic, but then after like the first game of the season, I was like,
sometimes you can tell first round of a fight, you can tell, dude.
Well, you can't tell first. You can't tell within the first month.
After,
I've always said that.
I'm sorry. I feel like we could. I feel yeah, like
no,
we can.
You can't. You
but
can't.
You came. You even came after week one, and you were like,
No, I. Yee. Some of the things that I saw were disappointing. That. We're still doing them after 4 years.
So we agree.
No. You know, that's
flip-floppery.
That is not a way to get out of what you have said. Okay?
I would not describe me as all in. Okay? I root for the teams that I root for.
Why before?
And I like to go up to at it with a half.
No, let me ask
I'm not
going to
go
way.
With a half glass half empty before the season starts.
Let me ask you this. Why? Before every sport, before every season, except hockey and baseball, but before every heat season and every football season, you call me a party pooper and a Debbie Downer,
because
everybody on the chat gets in on it.
Because
I try to keep it real. You know what? So would I be less of a Debbie Downer if I say, oh, the Dolphins are going to be 13-4? Yeah, I'd be a damn liar.
Well, okay.
Because that's what it would be. Because that's not reality. But to say I'm a Debbie Downer because I go, nah, I don't know.
I just don't agree that I was all in. I didn't say the Dolphins were going to the Super Bowl.
Where'd you say they were going?
I said they would win their first playoff game. Yeah, I was wrong.
No, you see, and listen, I'm going to tell you this. It's not over yet. Well, they got 14 games.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Solana sent me some chart last night that was like defensive lineman pass pressures. And I don't know how to read charts, but I know that Zach Sealer was on the wrong side of it. Because the good was over here, and Zach Sealer was down here. I'm like, oh, that
can
can't
I,
be good.
Can I, you know what I love about what we do? Is that there's so many people with all these numbers and pass win rate and all this stuff and whatever. I can watch the damn game and tell you he ain't getting the pressure that he was getting before. For whatever reason, I think they can slide the protection over to Zach Sealer and block Grant one-on-one. Now, they couldn't do that with Calais, so that freed up Sealer a little bit more. Now he's the double-team guy. So, yeah, no.
What's I understand.
No, I hate it. Nope.
I'm just saying what the chart says.
No, the chart. I don't care what the chart
says. Now, he can still go speak to a school of your choice.
School of Hard Knocks.
If you guys want to go to WQM.com. It's our MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at the school in either Broward or Dade. You just got to go to WQM.com. Put in the school of your choice. You can win. Zach Sealer's on board to speak to the kids and more. Give them life lessons. Teach them how to be a man, you know. And, yeah, check that on out. But he's not really alluding, you know, fat cat accusations. I'm not calling him that. I'm just saying one could wonder.
I told you what the problem is.
No, I understand you.
Sometimes on the defensive line is something as simple as, you know, last year you wasn't a doubled guy. Now you're the doubled guy. So somebody else got to make a play, in which case you're doing your job, even though you don't get the numbers. If you're getting singled up, you got to make plays. That's how it works. It's always worked that way. So if there's not anybody to draw any attention and they feel, hey, if we double Zach Sealer, nobody else is going to make a play, that's the real problem.
Can you, Brittany, can you find me some football music? Can I get some football music here for our very new important game? Just any kind of football music will do because I really think it's important that we break this all down in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to Harlan. Wait, no, are Harlan? We
that's a Harlan. Harlan? Okay. That's not a Harlan. So, yeah!
That does sound like this.
That sounds like football. October 12th, week 6, hosting the L.A. Chargers. Is that a Harlan or not a Harlan?
That could be a Harlan.
It could be a Harlan, but is he there for us? Let's be honest about it. Is he there for us? No. Are we the apple of his eye anymore, or is it?
Chargers.
All right.
You didn't say, but hold on. You didn't say why.
Or okay, how. So possibly that could be a Harlan. What about at Cleveland?
No.
That's not a Harlan.
No.
He's not coming to Cleveland. When's the last time Kevin Harlan's been to Cleveland? Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Been a while.
I mean, although they have won a playoff game before since.
What so about.
More recently than the Dolphins.
What about October 26th, or we like to also call that Tobin's birthday's Eve Eve?
Eve.
What the hell does that mean?
2 days before my birthday. At Atlanta, 1 o'clock on CBS on October. Is that a Harlan or not a Harlan?
No.
That's not a Harlan.
Oh, but keep in mind, it doesn't have to be the best game, the second best game.
Has to be the second best game. Has to be the second best game.
Because this past week, can I be honest about this past week? It was hard to find a good football game.
I agree.
So he might have ended up with.
Who did the Chargers play? The Broncos?
Yeah, I think they played the Broncos.
Yes, they beat the Broncos. That's a good game. Okay, what about, let's see, what's the next game? Next game is Baltimore. That's on Amazon Prime, so that's not a Harlan. Hosting Buffalo on November 9th. Is that a Harlan or not a Harlan?
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
But what if the Dolphins stink? Might not be Harlan.
I think it's still a statement game.
Especially after,
according to you.
Okay, could be a Harlan.
Especially after they play how they played the other day.
You called it five different games.
Could be a Harlan.
You've named. You got five different names.
Wait,
for this
no.
Game.
So for this one, he labeled it a statement game, unless they.
What is it? What, oh, you have my list?
Of course I do. Unless they won week three, then it's a super statement game.
I stand by that.
So,
what did I label this week?
This week, you labeled it a TCB.
Oh, now it's a must win. Oh, it's not a TCB.
No, and right now it's a give me something.
Which was my whole point the whole time, that you're going to change all the names as the season goes on.
Let's see.
It's possible.
All right, so we think possibly hosting the Chargers is a Harlan.
And hosting the Bills.
Hosting the Bills is a Harlan.
It only has to be the second biggest game.
Next week is NFL Network against the that's not their game. Then they got the Saints on Fox. It's not their game. And then the last two CBS games, at New York against the Jets. That's not a Harlan.
That's not a Harlan.
And then finally, then they do Monday Night Football against Steelers.
That could be.
Sunday Night, that's getting full. Let me tell you something right now.
I feel like it's impossible because this one's labeled about four times.
Let me tell you this one.
He's got four labels on the
for which
Steelers.
One?
On Steelers. The Steelers. What's the labels?
Revenge, Statement, and Winter Soldier. Make a stinka for Minka.
Yes. Wait. Nah. Let me just say this. How do you feel after hearing it back and realizing you said those words?
Not great. SDI says.
So when you get documented.
That's how we heard it the first time.
SDI says, it's cute to think the second biggest game would involve the Dolphins. Well, I'm just going by who they're playing.
It's not necessarily have to be the Dolphins.
Right.
You know?
And keep in mind, like last week, it could have very easily been anybody because all the games sucked. There weren't a lot of good matchups.
Yeah, if I'm like perusing the CBS games that week. Yeah, I'm saying that's going to be a Harlan. Might even be a Romo.
Second best, right?
I don't know. Ooh, well, listen, I will say, though, if we're going to say the Buffalo thing, Romo loves hogging the Bills games because he loves Josh Allen.
Exactly.
Ooh, Jim. Sunday Night Football Week 16 against the that's getting flexed.
What?
Sunday Night Football against the Bengals.
Oh,
that's getting flexed.
Oh my goodness.
Week 17 against Tampa. That's a Fox game, and then finally, final game against New England. If the Dolphins get back in the playoff race somehow, someway, maybe that's a Harlan. Maybe that's a Harlan.
I mean, it's
but we have only two potential Harlans the rest
week
of the way.
Is week three. I mean, week four. It's week four.
Yeah, but we agree.
It's week four.
I understand.
So you're saying that there's no chance of them.
I'm not saying there's no chance. I'm saying there's two chances at two Harlans.
No. The way you totally dismiss them getting back in the playoff hunt.
I'm not dismissing. I'm just saying for Harlan's sake. For Harlan purposes only.
You know, they could probably get in the playoffs with 10 wins, right? Oof.
That's optimistic.
What is that the rest of the way? That's 10 and
4.
4?
Yeah.
How do you like those chances?
I mean, after week three, after three losses, not good. But we said the same thing about the Marlins.
Don't worry, though, Mike.
We said the same thing about the Marlins. And
hey,
now
they had one good month.
Don't compare.
No, they're still in the mix.
Yeah, by like a percentage.
Okay, so still in the mix.
Take a break. It's a regular old second hour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.